stood on the promenade on a cool, foggy morning, watching O. Henry and Solomon, hopeful as always, chasing seabirds on the beach. The women and dogs had become comfortable with each other and were now good friends. Suddenly, a deafening roar filled the air. Both women ducked at the sound. Startled, they looked up, expecting to see an airplane come crashing down on them out of the sky. But it was empty. They spun around towards the noise. There at the top of Beach Road came a parade of thundering cars. They careened off the main road and hurled down Beach Road, led by a red Ferrari, a silver Maserati, a black Porsche, a white Lamborghini, and a green Jaguar. The sun glinted off of the chrome and bright polish as the sports cars raced onto Front Street and, one by one, came to a screeching halt in a row in the parking lot. Five men jumped out of the cars and headed towards Mona. Each wore power clothes, aviator glasses, leather jackets, extremely expensive jeans, and GQ casual leather loafers, sand socks. Kate and Susan stared in amazement. "What in the world?" asked Kate. Susan threw her head back and laughed. "Oh, my, the masters of the universe have arrived." "Have you ever seen anyone drive Beach Road so fast?" Kate asked. "Never," Susan shook her head. The men walked in a wedge. Kate chuckled. "It's like watching the old Western gunfight at the OK Corral, or Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, where they say, 'Who are those guys?'" They both laughed. "Let's go to breakfast and see what's going on." Kate called out to the dogs, "Come on, boys, let's go." O. Henry and Solomon ran back, legs and bellies wet from playing in the water. They hurried after the parade of men into Mona's. The dogs stayed on the porch. As they went in, they saw the men seated in a booth. One had pulled up an extra chair. Marco sat in his regular booth across the room, and Neil was at the counter's far end. Kate and Susan went to the shelf by the door and picked up their mugs. Mona stood behind the counter, her eyebrows raised, and she grinned when Kate and Susan sat on stools closest to where the men sat. As the two women put their heads together and spoke quietly, Kate peeked around to get a closer look at each of the men. "Egads, look, he's wearing the world's most expensive men's watch. It's an Obermars Piaget. It cost $1,300,000. Susan's eyes went wide. "What? How do you know that, Kate?" "One of my clients had one, and I asked about it," Kate giggled. "Why in the world would you pay that much for a watch?" Susan gasped. Kate grinned. "To either boost your weak ego or because you have more money than brains." Susan shook her head. "I can't believe it." Kate said, "Look at the blonde. He's no better. He's wearing a $900,000 Patek Philippe. And you know this, too?" "I got curious about excess and looked it up," Kate whispered as she looked back at the men. "And he's got a Mac stack." "He has a what?" Susan asked. "Look at the stuff in front of him. He has a Mac Air laptop. On top of that is an iPad and the latest iPhone. It's called a Mac stack." Susan sighed, shook her head, and said, "Let's order." They ate their breakfast and listened to the men's conversation. "You want to buy the whole place, Sheldon?" one of the men asked the man who appeared to be the leader. Sheldon puffed out his chest and said, "Absolutely, why not? Larry Ellison bought Lanai Island in Hawaii, and those cabins on the beach will become our condos. And my wife will love that little stone cottage on the meadow just below the lighthouse." Kate's eyes nearly popped out of her head. As she strained to hear, she whispered to Susan, "That's my cottage they're talking about." "I wouldn't dock my yacht here," the third man said. "We'll trash all those old piers and build new ones. And get rid of those ugly fishing boats. This will be a pleasure craft bay. The men nodded and laughed out loud. They were picking up steam, trying to outdo one another with ever more lavish ideas. We'll grease a few palms and widen that road. Build a chopper pad and put a cell tower up on that campsite. The third man slapped the table. Great idea. We'll do it. Kate and Susan turned to look at Mona. She gave the slightest head shake, brought a tea bag for Kate, and poured coffee for Susan. The man sitting in the chair at the end of the booth turned toward Mona. Hey, sweetie, can we get a little service over here?